This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for December the 29th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalm 100, verse 3. It says there, "Acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us and we belong to Him." End of quote. You may have a beautiful house and cars. You may have a highly paid job. You may have beauty more than others around you. You may be taller than your friends, or you may be a millionaire. You may be proud that you are a self-made independent man or woman. None of these things makes you valuable or precious. What makes you valuable or precious is the understanding and awareness of who you belong to. The Bible says God made you, and therefore you belong to Him. Several years ago, my son made a simple toy with his hands. He told me that toy he made was his. Of course, he is correct. He made it. Just because he made it, it is his. It belonged to him. The Bible says God made you. You are his. You belong to him. That awareness makes a big and good difference in your life. You belong to God. You are His masterpiece. The Bible says in Psalms 139 that God created your innermost being. You are knit together in your mother's womb by God. He fearfully and wonderfully made you. It also says you are woven together by Him. Therefore, our insight says to acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made you and you belong to Him. Accept the fact and acknowledge it in your heart. This awareness that God made you fearfully and wonderfully makes your heart filled with thanksgiving to God because you are the masterpiece of God. Our insight says to enter His gates with thanksgiving. Give Him thanks. Praise His name. Does it also say why you should thank and praise Him? It says because the Lord is good. His loyal love endures forever. You see, God's love is loyal. It will last forever and ever. People may leave you. They may hurt you. You would not see loyal loves in these dark days. However, mark my words, God's is the only loyal love you experience on this planet Earth. He would never leave you because He loyally sticks with you. Not only His love is loyal and enduring forever, His faithfulness lasts through all generations. He will be faithful to you no matter what you did or whatever happens to you. Things may look bad and humanly uncontrollable. However, the one who loves you loyally and faithfully. And His loyal love and faithfulness endures or lasts forever. You build your life on that loyal love and faithfulness of God. Now, face life and its challenges with this beautiful knowledge. God made me. You are His masterpiece. He knitted you together in your mother's womb. God expects you to give Him thanks and praises. His love is loyal and lasts forever. His faithfulness toward you lasts forever. You will find loyal love only in God. More than all these things, Bible says, God showed His great love for you by sending His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, to die for us while we were sinners. The Bible says we have been made right with God by the blood of Christ's death. You see, He loves you, although you may feel far away from Him. You may be feeling that you are away from God, but God loves you. God wants you to be reconciled to Him by coming to His Son, Jesus Christ, whom He sent for the forgiveness of all of your sins and salvation. Got a moment for today's prayer? Why don't you pray after me today? Father in heaven, I acknowledge that I belong to You because You made me. I also understand Your loyal love and faithfulness endures or lasts forever and ever. I know You showed Your great love by allowing Jesus, Your Son, to come to this world and die for my sins. I believe Jesus died, buried, and rose again to save me. I accept the facts You showed me today. I invite Jesus to come into my life and save me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.